Joining me in the studio here this morning, I have Chad Brotz with the City of Monmouth. How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing fine, Jack. Above ground and taking nourishment.
There you go. Good to have you in the studio with us today. Obviously, you have several things to talk about here, but the first one and the most important one this week is cleanout week.
We got cleanup week going on, that's for sure.
All right, why don't we talk a little bit about that and give some more specific information about what can actually go out on the curbs.
Okay, pretty much everything can go on the curb as long as it's in a container or a plastic bag. We don't want to have people just going out and dumping stuff on the curb. It's hard to pick up, and it takes a lot longer. We've got over 600 stops, potential stops a day to pick up. Obviously, no liquids. The paint, that can go to the transfer station. That's a free service to residents. We don't want any electronics on the curb. Again, those are banned from the landfill, and the garbage people can't pick it up anyway, but we will take those at the transfer station for free. Those are the two biggies that we don't want to see on the curb because bad things can happen to it. Just generally package it. We're trying to keep things to a pickup load size to make this thing work. We pick up about 300 tons on a cleanup
wow.
week. So,
and this is the first year that we're actually doing it.
This
two
is
times
the first
year.
Time we've ever had a fall cleanup, so we'll see how this goes. And it's in our contract, and we can continue it for the next 5 years. That's up the length of the contract. But you might see the truck in your area a day ahead of time. Don't worry, they'll be back on your scheduled day. If they get ahead, just to be efficient, they want to fill the truck out, and they will look around for other piles that beyond the day that they're supposed to be on. So if they're there even 2 days ahead of time, don't worry about it. We'll be back on your given day.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that I haven't heard a lot about, I did initially when we switched over to companies, but is there, you know, Monmouth, I know other communities have done this. Are there rules in relation to the scrappers that are going around or people that are going and scavenging?
Monmouth has no rules on it. Solid waste coordinator, which I used to hold that position, I used to license everybody, and if they didn't have a license, they weren't supposed to be out there doing that kind of activity. The reason I licensed them was we have a report to make annually. The county does to the Illinois EPA, and that number is a good number. Obviously, they're recycling. The scrappers have got all kinds of reputations, but the bottom line is they're taking metal and going to have it come back again as something else. So mm-hmm. that's a good thing and was a good number. But the EPA is no longer collecting those numbers at the moment. I think that's partly due to the state budget problem. So there's no more licensing. So, no.
I know, you know, in the past, we would put things out on our curb as an example, and we would have it in a nice, neat pile, but an hour later, it would be spread all over our front yard.
And that's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, you guys take care in putting it on the boulevard in an orderly fashion, and then somebody comes along and throws it all over the place. We do have Share It Forward in town, and Sherry will go around and is looking for used furniture and oddities. Obviously, she doesn't throw stuff around, but so it's not just the scrap metal people. I had one lady in Macomb that would call us every year for the Macomb City cleanup, and because they hold two a year, and the second one is after the kids get out of school. And she was interested in the canned goods that the students would leave behind.
Mm. Never thought about that.
No.
So never thought about that.
You just never know what people are going to want.
All right, so the collection is going on this week.
This week through Friday.
And pretty much anything and everything can go out there. If people have questions about what they can and can't put out, where do they get that information?
734-2141. That's City Hall.
All right. And is it on the website at all?
It's on the website, too.
Okay. So that's going on this week. Also coming up on Saturday, you have the Community Shred Day.
Correct. That's open to anybody, including businesses. The paint and the electronics are exclusively residents only. If we can't handle commercial paint in any form. But the Shred Day is open to anybody. It's from 9 to noon. You don't even have to get out of your car if you've got a trunk that you can push a button. As long as it's in a box bag, we'll take it. And this company has been in business now for 25 years. It's family-owned, and they do an excellent job.
Now, the city has done this Shred Day for a few years
this
now,
is,
haven't
This is the second year.
Oh, it's only the second. I thought this has been going on longer than that.
No.
How many times do you do it a year, though?
I budget for four, but okay. I do three. And the reason I do that is because the very first year we collected enough that we filled the truck and had to order a second truck, which would be another event.
Right.
And so I just as an overflow, we budget for four and do three.
Okay, so this is a shred day and, of course, a chance to clean out and safely recycle paper documents. Acceptable shred items include personal, legal, medical, and bank, junk mail, tax forms, checks. You do not need to remove the paper clips or staples.
Paper clips, staples, rubber bands are not an issue.
Really? That's interesting. All right, so that is actually taking place out at the transfer station located
Correct.
On South 11th Street there. Right next to the animal shelter.
Yeah. If you saw the shredders that these people do, you would understand why the staples aren't a problem. They actually run it through two shredders. They drop the material in the first shredder. It goes on a conveyor belt for about 10 feet, and then it drops into another shredder at a 45-degree angle, so it's shredded a second time at a different degree angle, and by the time they get done with it, it's smaller than confetti.
Hmm.
And I was allowed to go through the facility, hands off. I couldn't touch anything. I had a badge on. I had a camera on me the whole time. They do an excellent job. They really do.
We have to get the drone in there. Fly the drone around.
get Kenny
on it, and he can do the drone. All right. Anything else you want to share?
Just a few little factoids. Thursday's route still remains king of the curb as far as the amount of recyclables collected every other week. It's just unbelievable the amount of stuff that we're pulling off the curb through the recycling. We also, at the transfer station, the paint and the electronics are collected by the regional collection facility, which is something I created about 15 years ago. We're averaging about 1 ton a week of electronics. We average about 56 televisions a week through that facility. After 14 years, we're still averaging 56 televisions a week. The paint is another kind of an interesting thing. I could give you cans, I could give you weights, but the bottom line is since the first of this year, we've collected enough paint out there to have painted 10 full football fields, including the end zone, which I think is a pretty phenomenal number. And I passed this on to the council, too. A lot of people don't realize that there is a proper way to store paint, and that is to take your can and turn it upside down. The reason for this is you'll never get a bad can of paint from the factory because it's been sealed and the air can't get to it because air obviously dries the paint out. Well, if you turn the can upside down and the can is sealed, obviously the paint is going to seal again that open lid. If it's a big hole, obviously you're going to see paint running out. But if it's a little teeny micro hole that would let air in, the paint will dry and seal it, and then the volume of paint that's in there will remain good forever.
Now, Warren Achievement used to do recycle a paint.
They were part of the original program, and what we did was we called off. I did this paint collection in 8 counties, or we're still doing it in 8 counties, and what we would do is call off the good latexes and give them to them to reformulate it, and they've stopped that. They're no longer
doing it. That was a cool program. I mean, we got quite a bit of paint from that location. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Share It Forward is actually taking some latex paint right now, isn't it?
Sure, it's taking latex paint and then handing it out for reuse, which is great. I experimented with the quality of reformulated paint. I painted my basement, which is a 100-year-old house, with 43 gallons of reformulated paint, and it just amazing. It looks as good as it would if it was brand new paint.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed when they when they were doing that, and it's too bad that's not an option anymore.
Yeah, I had a board member in Macomb that was a father for a fraternity house, and the experiment was we reformulated paint and painted the entire fraternity house inside and out, figuring that it was going to see the most wear and tear that paint would ever see, and it held up. So.
Yeah.
Well, like one guy said, he said, it's the best paint in the world. And I said to him, well, how's that? And he said, well, it's got everybody's secret ingredient.
And there you go. You'll never match it.
You'll
never match it again.
50-gallon lot. That's all you get.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
Nope. Just reminding people again that falling leaves are coming down. If you're going to be raking your leaves to the street, make sure they're at least a foot from the curb. There's two reasons for this. The machine can't pick it up if it's right up against the curb, and the other reason is if it does rain, the leaves will get washed down the gutter and into the drains, and then we're at a blocked drain. So just leave them a foot away from the curb and we're good to go.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate you coming up and giving us an update. I hope it's a great week of clean out, and I hope you have a great event for Shred Day.
Yeah, Jack, it's always picking up in this business.
That's all you're doing. Man, here we go. Ba-bump-bump. All right, you try to have a good week.
Thank you so much, sir.
All